Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Anyway, you are our expert on the V8 supercars here, Hoops.
Am I?
Yeah, who's leading and what's going on?
Just Garth Tander and Shane Van Gisbergen are in front. Right. 95 of 161 laps complete.
Right.
Looks like decent conditions up there at the moment. There was some concern that the wild weather might have sent the race out of control, but at this point in time, it's smooth sailing.
And Slade in second?
Yeah, Slade is in second. Anthony, thanks for pointing that out. Who's he driving with, do you know? Will Davidson's
in
third.
He's in 17. He's in the DJR Penske car.
Okay.
The Penske file. 17's the famous Dickie Johnson number. All right, boys, it's time for this.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Well, I mean, I could call BS on you, Hoops, because you said you're the expert on the supercars. You don't even know if they're in bloody Camrys or Crusaders or Magnas. You don't even know who Tim Slade races with. What sort of an expert are you? I call BS on you.
He's in a Mustang, Slade.
Can you please stop boring people and stealing oxygen with this garbage? When did I say I was an expert on Bathurst? Well, you just said I was an expert on Bathurst.
Well,
I've said it before. I'll say it again, Anthony. Stay in your lane.
Right. Would you like to call BS on anything?
Yeah, I'll call BS on the people who are putting the slipper into Ricky Stewart because of what was a one-question press conference on Friday evening. The Raiders lost. So I don't know. The story was Melbourne and the fact that, you know, Cameron Smith is into an eighth grand final and what it means in terms of the context of his career. And it was to celebrate the Melbourne Storm. The story wasn't whatever Ricky had to say, but some people have got themselves tied in knots about the fact that his press conference only went for, I think it was nearly 2 minutes or something like that. But I just don't see why it's such a big deal.
I mean, he said what he had to say.
Correct.
He said it correct, you know?
Yep.
So I'm with you. Paul, would you like to call BS?
Yeah, I'll call BS on the Wallabies. They're playing right now, obviously. I think it's 10-7 to the All Blacks at the moment. But last week's game, if you remember, Anthony, I was giving you from around the grounds. I was sending you an update to the score.
That's right. You did a great job too.
Yeah, and look, I turned the game on, and at full time, the scores were level. And so then you just go into, you basically play until there's a stoppage in play, okay? It went for 8 minutes, and it was, to be honest, it was compelling. And the play went up and down the field. Possession changed over. Advantage was played. Both teams, for whatever reason, just really didn't set up properly for a field goal. But then after 8 minutes, the Wallabies had their backs on the try line, not for the first time. And rather than try and work their way up and score a try or kick a field goal, they just thought, you know what, let's just kick it out and take the draw.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what, in elite sport, you don't take the draw.
No.
I know in a percentage play game over a season, whatever, you might do it that way. But when you're playing the All Blacks for the Bledisloe, you haven't won the Bledisloe since 2003. I think you need to try and win the game. I thought it was such an ordinary look that they just, when the hand went over the flame, it showed me that the Wallabies took their hand away first by saying, you know, we'll settle for the draw.
Yeah.
The All Blacks didn't settle for the draw. The All Blacks were trying to win the game. The All Blacks defended their try line several times throughout that extra 8 minutes, and not once when they got the ball on a turnover did they kick it out for a, well, if they had, that the game would have been over. They didn't even look to kick it out.
Yes.
Well, I just thought it's a poor look, and it showed me where the Wallabies are still at.
Well, see, it's like a draw is like kissing your cousin, as they say, Hoops.
I think it's kissing your sister,
right?
Isn't it?
Is it? Okay?
Yeah, well,
one of the unconfirmed reports too. I think you might have kissed one of your cousins once
with your sister watching.
That's when we were living in Hobart. That was years ago. What about you, Gordy? Would you know? We might have to. We've run out of time here, actually. So we'll take a break. No, we've run out of time for Gordy's I Call BS.
Yeah. I'll save it for next week.
Righto, okay. Mate. I hope it's still topical. We'll take a break and we'll come back.
It doesn't matter for Gordon.
It's Triple M Rocks the Finals.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.